Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Have you ever thought about the relationship between the romance novels that women tend to read and the porn or risque TV that men tend to watch? Both of them shout the same lie of the devil that not only distorts reality, but creates an amazing amount of marital dissatisfaction for couples as well. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. In this month of October, we're uncovering some of the lies that the devil likes to trick us with so that we don't experience the treats that God has for us. Bruce, it looks like we're going to be delving into a very sensitive issue here today.
Well, we are, Cap, and we'll try to be sensitive, but yet it's still one of the most deceitful lies of the devil, devastating millions of families. And both the romance novel and porn industry are billion-dollar ones, and we know from the research that many of the folks who consume them are church-going Christians.
Well, why is that, Bruce?
Well, I'm not really sure, Cap, but my strong hunch is that it's fueled by the great need that we all have to feel connected and be connected, women emotionally and men physically. And romance novels highlight men who are physically perfect, emotionally connected, and super sensitive to the needs of their ladies. And, you know, the reader's romance meters go off the charts when they're reading the books. And, you know, porn features women who are physically perfect and always eager to satisfy their man. And they're both forms of escapism, and they're both fantasy worlds. But let me say here, Cap, that the devastation and destruction caused by pornography, far exceeds the negative effects of any chick flicks.
But, Bruce, help us see the lie here. Where does the lie tend to show itself?
Well, I think the lie is in the fact that you can't find the perfect man or the perfect woman who will totally satisfy you. Your imperfect spouse is never going to meet your needs, never satisfy you. And, you know, let's take a look at a scenario like this. You know, there's a woman in her living room. She finishes a romance novel, puts it down, and looks over at her husband sitting there hypnotized by the TV. He's eating with crumbs all over his belly that's hanging out over his belt. And he hasn't done anything romantic in over a decade, and there's been no emotional connection in weeks. And she says to herself, girl, did you ever make a mistake?
That knight in shining armor has suddenly become her page in tinfoil.
Exactly. And when he's finished watching TV, he looks over at his wife, who hasn't focused one bit on him all evening and hasn't demonstrated the least bit of interest in him and hasn't for a long time wanted to be flirtatious or seductive. And she doesn't look anything like the woman he's just seen on TV. And what do you think he's thinking?
I don't know, but his Cinderella has suddenly become the plumpkin.
That works. And you're seeing the point, you know. We allow ourselves to tell ourselves that our spouse isn't good enough, adequate enough, and we're not happy with God's plan for marriage and where we are. And that is the lie. The devil wants us to believe that there is a person out there who can fill all the voids in our life. And he doesn't want us to see that our real deepest need is for God. And the truth is, if we're putting our hope in any one person or in our spouse, we're always going to be disappointed. The only one being who can totally satisfy us is Jesus Christ.
So then, Bruce, what is the remedy here? How do we solve this?
Well, I think the first thing we do is we need to acknowledge that our spouse will never meet our unrealistic expectations, and it's only God who can meet our deepest needs, and we want to deepen our relationship with him both as individuals and as a couple. And secondly, I think we need to get rid of the stuff that takes us to fantasy land and helps us set these unrealistic expectations, the books, the videos, TV shows, whatever tends to lead us off the path. And thirdly, I think we need to thank the Lord for the spouse that he's given to us, that she or he is a very special gift. And then finally, I think we need to behave differently, trying to become the best spouse we can be. Let's go back to that scenario for a moment. What would it look like if our man helped his wife with the dishes and they strolled out to the living room, sat down together on the couch without any TV on or any book in hand, and they just began to talk to each other, and he was attentive and listening to her feelings, and she was behaving as though they were on a date. And she began to snuggle in and smile. You know, what do you think would happen then?
Well, Bruce, I think we might have a couple who feels a little differently about each other, warts and all. And they both might start to get what they're looking for as well.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And remember that you can check out our other radio features on this topic by visiting pebblesoftruth.com and clicking on the past episodes link. And as always, you can feel free to leave a feedback response by clicking on the feedback button. So until next week, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.
www.houseontherock.com.